Welcome to the Pilot Point Podcast. I'm Jimerson Adkins, your co-host here with Britt Lusk, City Manager of Pilot Point. Pilot Point Podcast is sponsored by the Pilot Point Coffee House and Doggone Marketing. Morning, Britt.
Good morning, Jimerson.
So this is session zero. We're just going to discuss a little bit about what the Pilot Point Podcast aims to do.
Basically, we want to engage the community and have fun doing it.
Yeah, that's pretty simple. I like that goal. I think we'll probably have some guests from around town, maybe some city employees.
Absolutely. We'll have city employees on the show. We'll just get to know the people that work for the city. The biggest thing with this podcast is we're looking for ways to engage our community. We want to be able to put information out. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to talk about all the cool things that we're doing in the city of Pilot Point. And part of that's going to be having guests on the show. And we're going to have customer service people come up here. That way, when you call the city hall and you talk to Chantel, you actually know who Chantel is because she's been a guest on this show.
You put a voice to the name.
Right.
Exactly.
Some of the guys that are very important for the city and doing the work
right.
that you see. So when you see them out on your streets or...
Public Works.
Yeah, Public Works. So, you know, you'll know that they're there, that they're working on the sewers or they're working on...
putting up water. Christmas lights downtown. Yeah,
Christmas lights.
They do it all.
They do everything. Our public works guys, they do a whole lot. So you'll have the opportunity to get to know some of these guys. And also in talking to them, learn about some of the cool projects that each department's doing. We have several departments at the city that have always got some really interesting projects going. Some of these things that we're doing, it's just really neat. You know, we're actually doing a first for the city.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we punched a hole under the railway.
I saw that.
You know, that's kind of a first for the city, but we put a 12-inch line that went under the railway to have better water services on the west side of the railroad tracks.
Yeah. And all of us that live over on that west side super appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah. So that's just some of the cool things that we're really doing. And then the way that they do that and stuff. And of course, I don't want to get any kind of specifics or technical aspects of that because Trent Vandegrift, our public works director, we'll have him on the show to talk about some of those specifics.
Oh, yeah.
He can really talk about that and just enlighten you.
What other kind of guests other than city employees do you think we might have?
You know, another cool aspect that we're kind of thinking about having on the show for guests is just community members.
Yeah.
You know, what makes Pilot Point home?
Local artists, musicians, whatnot.
All of the above, you know, mm-hmm. historians.
Oh, yeah.
Find out, hey, you know, what makes Pilot Point unique and mm-hmm. what are we trying to do or what are we going to do to preserve that?
Touch a little bit on the imminent growth that's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got several developments in process. And so, we'll get an update through this podcast on those developments. Mm-hmm. Anything new that's coming down the pipe or.
Do you think we'll be brave enough to have live callers on the show?
You know, that is a function that we have the opportunity to do. Probably we'll hold off on that for a little while, but we. Thinking we'll have an option, maybe have a mailbag, may have an opportunity for people to email us questions, thoughts, concerns about kind of what we're doing or our podcast. We'll have an opportunity to read that and maybe make some comments through the podcast.
Podcast@cityofpilotpoint.org. we said no call-ins. So maybe live callers down the line, but if somebody wants to email in questions, thoughts, concerns, we'll keep reminding people that the email address is...
Podcast@cityofpilotpoint.org.
All right. Podcast@cityofpilotpoint.org. So that's simple enough.
Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm. I think we were talking about putting a page on the City of Pilot Point website where we'll publish these podcast recordings and we'll probably have the email address there, maybe a little form where people can submit questions.
Absolutely. Probably have a snazzy title picture of Jimerson in his Santa hat.
Oh, geez.
Headphones and
that's true.
Yeah, you know, we have always heard, you know, you got a face for radio. Well,
yeah, so. I didn't sign up for photos.
Yeah,
every time somebody hears that we're doing a podcast, they're like, "Are you going to do video?" And I say, "No,
yeah,
at least not for the first year."
Although it would help me get the green screen I've been wanting.
Yeah, so no yeah. video. Okay, dang. Got it.
No video, no green screen.
Yeah, no, I'm not even sorry.
Man.
What else are we going to cover here? The weather, the fishing reports.
We could do fishing reports.
Bass tournaments. I know we have some bass tournaments happening. Some bigger names, you know,
We had the Bassmaster Classic here on Lake Ray Roberts, and that really... got people interested in having tournaments and hosting tournaments on this lake.
Yeah. And I hear the chamber is going to put on a bass tournament next year.
I hear that also.
Yeah. You're gonna join that?
I'm gonna win it.
You're gonna win. No, yeah. I don't think you're eligible. That's cheater. We know you're a cheater. Well, you're gonna go in.
Did you see the guys in up north that put all the weights in the walleye? Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Don't they have to like sign a waiver that that they are okay with being subjected to a lie detector test?
Yeah, they
got to
take a polygraph.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a 16-inch bass that weighs 10 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sounds possible.
What was it eating?
Lead.
Lead, yeah. It's good eating. Makes it spicy.
Yeah.
We talked about, you know, each guest that comes on the show doing a little trivia maybe. But we kind of need to test this out since this is episode zero. So I'm going to ask you a few questions about Texas. And being that you're a city manager in Texas, I'd expect you to know most of these, if not all of them. You should ace this.
Okay. So first off, you put a little bit too much pressure.
Yeah. Well, good. I mean, naturally.
It's a high pressure
situation. We
got to
build drama.
Now.
We're going to start with an easy one. What is the state capital of Texas?
Austin.
Oh, very good. See? What's the most populous city in Texas?
That's kind of tough. I'm guessing Houston.
You're right. You guessed correctly.
I didn't know if it might, maybe San Antonio. I don't know. So, but Houston, yeah.
Here's one that might be a little more difficult, but a second grader would know it. What's the state motto of Texas?
I feel like this is,
are you smarter than a
fifth grader, right? And where's Jeff Foxworthy?
What's the state motto? I'll give you a hint. It's one word.
One word?
Yeah. Just one word.
Dang. I don't know.
It's not dang. Okay.
All right. I don't know. You have to help me.
It's friendship.
Friendship.
I would have never guessed that.
I wouldn't have either. I was actually thinking when you said the motto and then left off.
What's the motto with you?
Yeah. I was thinking remember the Alamo, right?
Yeah, that would have been a good one. All right, here's one. Which popular soda was invented in Waco, Texas?
Dr. Pepper.
That's right. How many European countries are larger than Texas?
None.
You got it. I would have never guessed that, honestly.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was thinking maybe Russia, but
that's
is that
not
really,
European.
It's not European, right?
Yeah.
Is that Eastern European?
Because you've got Europe and then you've got Asia, and Russia isn't Asia. They're connected by land, but.
You know what's great about this? Who would have thought City of Pilot Point podcast would ever have geography lessons?
No one. All right, here's an easy one. We know that Texas is the second largest state in the U.S., and we're all not happy about it. But what's the first?
We're talking about land mass or population?
Land mass.
Alaska.
That's right. All right. This is going to be the last one. What type of cooking are Texans known for?
Barbecue.
You dang right. It's barbecue all the way.
Yeah. You know, people have argued Kansas barbecues.
You know, I've heard a lot about North Carolina, South Carolina. They know barbecue.
No.
What sets us apart? Why are we the best?
Because we're Texas.
That's it. That's the answer. Yeah, that was a bonus question, and you got the bonus answer correct. Yeah. Because we're Texas.
I thought you were going to have some really different, difficult, like, you know, how many capitals has Texas had type questions.
Oh, you want a difficult one?
No, I don't.
What does Texas have more than any other state?
Everything. No, I don't.
Farms.
Farms, yeah.
Did you know
makes
that?
Makes sense. No.
I wouldn't have guessed that either. So other than trivia questions for our guests, what else should we grill them on?
Let's ask them their best DJ voice. You got these headphones, you got the mics in front of you.
It's a good icebreaker.
It just feels right that you should be DJing a radio show right now.
You know what? I get it. It makes it easy to have a DJ voice. So let's hear yours.
Oh, man.
Give us a Pilot Point podcast introduction.
You know, that's going to be tough. I've been watching UFC and I'm thinking Bruce Buffer in my head.
Give me a Bruce Buffer.
I'm trying to think, if you turn on the radio and you hear somebody on the radio, what are they saying? We need a line, right? We need you to read this in your best DJ voice.
So we'll have a pre-written sort of script for them.
Yeah, I think that, because I don't listen to the radio. What if you asked a young person? I bet they wouldn't even know what's a radio? What's a DJ? We could actually have this live at the coffee house one day.
Sure. Yeah. Would we grab guests as they come in and sit them down to the mic? Would we have that third mic?
I don't know. That might be kind of fun. Maybe have a third or a fourth mic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Get a couple of people come in while they're waiting for their coffee, sit them down, ask them what they think about Pilot Point. Yeah. If the answers are terrible, we just edit it out. So We're going to ask the guests to read a small script in their best DJ voice as sort of an icebreaker. And then at the end, before we excuse them, we'll have a few trivia questions.
Texas-based.
Texas-based. All Texas-based.
Should we do Pilot Point-based?
You know, we can throw a couple Pilot Point questions in there.
Like, when was Pilot Point founded?
Yeah. We'll grab John. Bring him in here and ask him. I hear you're going to get a mixed bag of answers.
Yes, that's true. There is a mixed bag. What is our tagline for our city say, though? Pointing the way since 1845.
Yeah, we're doing a Christmas special.
I love it.
What's your elf name?
Ricky. Tricky, tricky, tricky. Maybe it's Tricky.
It's Dimples.
I like that.
Dimples the elf.
Dimples yeah. The elf.
The elf's dress.
Dimples. I like the way it sounds.
It just rolls off the cheeks.
And you guys are going to suck me into this again. I love this.
This is going to make the outtakes.